Chapter 6. Daylight was fading as Edric escorted me to his lily pad, which was tucked in a quiet backwater of the stream. It was a large, smooth pad, floating near the overhanging branches of a weeping willow. I tried to climb onto it, but it kept sagging under me, dumping me back into the water. After I'd tried 3 or 4 times, Edric got impatient and shoved me onto it from behind. He pushed me so hard that I skidded across the pad, nearly sliding off the other side. When I tried to climb to my feet, the lousy thing dipped and swayed, and I slipped helplessly. "Isn't it great?" enthused Edric as he strode to the middle of his pad. "That willow is so close that some days I don't even have to go anywhere to eat. It's almost always full of bugs, and I can catch them without even trying. I can even do it lying down. See that spider dangling from the end of that leaf? Watch this." Stretching out on his side, Edric rested his chin in his hand and flicked out his tongue, plucking the spider from the leaf like an expert. "How convenient," I said, certain that he couldn't get any lazier.
"Knee-deep, knee-deep."
We were interrupted by deep voices sounding from the undergrowth lining the stream bank.
"Bar-reep, bar-reep."
Higher-pitched voices from among the trees joined in the chorus. "What is that?" I asked.
"Just some of my friends. They have concerts every night this time of year, as long as the weather is nice."
"You have friends among the common frogs? I'm happy to hear that you're not a snob like Jorge." Edric scowled at me and shook his head.
"There is no royalty in the animal kingdom. All frogs are created equal. My friends are a great bunch of guys. I'll introduce you to them after the concert. Let's go."
"I know where we can get good seats if we hurry." We slipped off the lily pad into the water and swam side by side to the soft mud of the stream bank. Frogs of every size had already begun to gather at the edge of the water.
"That's Basie over there," Edric said, pointing to a large frog whose deep voice resonated throughout the crowd. "And that little guy is Peepers. He's a soprano."
The little frog saw Edric and waved from his vantage point on a tree. Edric led me to a soft patch of grass, picking his way between the frogs who had already taken their seats. A few frogs greeted us while others smiled their welcome, making me feel comfortable from the start. "This is nice," I said, settling down beside Edric. He bent down and spoke directly into my eardrum.
"I'm glad you like it. So, how about a kiss now?"
"Edric!" I said so loudly that everyone turned to stare. There'd been a pause in the music, making my voice sound that much louder. Embarrassed, I waited until the music resumed.
"I can't kiss you now. All your friends are watching."
"It's all right," he said. "We'll close our eyes."
"No, thank you. I don't want to take any chances. No more kisses until we know why the first one went wrong." I was too loud again, and the frog seated closest to us turned around to shush me. Covering my face with my hands, I shrank into my seat, almost wishing we hadn't come. More frogs arrived, joining in the chorus. I was surprised when Edric began to sing too. I liked his voice, which wasn't as deep as Basie's or as high as Peeper's. I could listen to this all night, I thought, closing my eyes. The warm evening breeze felt good on my skin. The music was so beautiful that it gave me chills down my spine and frog bumps on my arms.
"Knee-deep, knee-deep," sang the big frogs like Basie.
"Bar-reep, bar-reep,"
sang the tiny frogs like Peepers.
"Barbity, barbity,"
sang Edric. I was nodding my head in time to the music, when suddenly the night grew silent, and I opened my eyes to see why. A grass snake as long as a human man's arm slithered out of the weeds edging the stream. Before anyone could move, the snake struck, sinking its fangs into a member of the audience. The poor frog was halfway down the snake's gullet in an instant. Its twitching legs stuck out of the snake's mouth, kicking and jerking as if the frog could still hop away and escape. It was horrible. I screamed, and the snake swiveled its head to look directly into my eyes.
"Come on,"
urged Edric, squeezing my arm to get my attention.
Mesmerized by the snake's eyes, I couldn't move.
I said come on! Edric shouted again, yanking my arm until I turned away. Jump! He yelled as the snake slithered toward me. I jumped, landing on the back of an old frog crawling through the shallow water.
Sorry, I said. I didn't mean...
Hurry up! Shouted Edric from the middle of the stream. You don't have time to apologize.
Sorry, I said again, and pushed off from a slippery rock, sailing into the air and landing far out in the stream.
I can't do this, I screamed, spluttering as I got a mouthful of water. I can't live this way. Don't think, swim, he shouted, pulling me.
With Edric at my side, I scissor-kicked as fast as I could until I was too tired to kick any longer. Edric found a place to hide in a mud bank far downstream. Guiding me to the hole, he helped me climb inside. I was terrified and couldn't stop shaking. Edric patted my back consolingly.
It's all right, he said. That snake can't find us here.
But there are other snakes, I whispered, my throat tight with fear. Sooner or later, one is going to get us. I can't live like this, Edric. I was never afraid that I would be eaten when I was a princess. You must know someone who can help us.
There is one possibility, Edric said reluctantly. It's sort of a last resort, but we can try it if you really want to.
What are you talking about?
We can go see the old witch who turned me into a frog. I don't know where she lives, but each month on the night of the full moon she goes to a certain spot to collect plants, or at least she used to. The full moon is only 2 nights away. We can reach it in time if we leave in the morning.
Do you really think she'd help us?
She might. She said I just needed to be kissed by a princess to become a prince again. You're a princess, and you kissed me. So why am I still a frog? The old witch cast the spell, so she's responsible for making sure it works. She should know how to fix it.
Why didn't you tell me about this before? You knew I didn't want to be a frog.
Because it's risky. There's no telling if she'll help or not, or even if she'll be there. Besides, he said, blushing a dark green, if I have to remain a frog, it's kind of nice having another frog around who once was a human. I enjoy your company. But, he added briskly, we'll do it if you really want to. Oh, believe me, I do. I don't think I could stand being a frog for much longer. I didn't know what to think of Edric's confession. He could be rude and obnoxious, but underneath it all, he was a nice frog, and I liked him. Even so, I went to sleep that night thinking about Edric. Considerate and helpful, he treated me as if I were an important person worthy of his attention. And it was much more pleasant to think about him than it was to think about that horrid snake and the poor little frog that had been eaten. I'd been asleep only a short time when something woke me. I looked around, but nothing had changed inside the hole, and Edric was snoring peacefully beside me. Then it came again, the mournful sound of a dog howling in the distance. Instead of frightening me, I felt sorry for the beast, since I felt like howling myself. But it's luckier than I am, I thought. At least it doesn't have to worry about being eaten. I shivered and moved closer to Edric, safe for the moment in our muddy sanctuary.